Hey guys, this is Adam from the podcast, and you are listening to Quick Clips. Quick Clips are condensed versions from one of our previous podcast episodes, featuring some of the interesting things our guests had to say. If you want to hear the full episode, we'll have it in the show notes below. And with that, let's start the show.
How did you, if you can quickly summarize, like, why you started developing products for the industry, what inspired you to develop the products, and let's just kind of take one product at a time and talk about the genesis of it and the build of it and everything like that. And for anybody who's listening to this, we are going to have the video up on YouTube. So if you want to see what these products are looking like and how they might be useful to you, go check it out on YouTube. Just check, search for the Out of Body Podcast, and you'll find it there. So Tim, how did you get into this weird, wacky world of developing products?
Well, you know, I probably played with Legos too much as a kid. I don't know, but I've always enjoyed building things and building solutions. And I think it takes a while for everybody to figure out what their purpose in life is. And mine is to basically help people solve problems. And I've gotten great satisfaction out of, you know, helping people, you know, solve problems. And for as a sales rep, I guess what I figured out is that I kind of had a revelation one day that I woke up and, you know, I wasn't really, I figured out I had no value to my customer because I was there every day to take their order. And I was there to talk about the football game and be the nice guy. And, you know, it really came down to it through several different roles that I had looking at how jobbers relate to their customer. And I figured, and it just came very apparent to me that the jobbers had lost their value. So I set out on my quest, my personal quest, to figure out how I could just make a difference. And that led me through a lot of paths with, you know, helping customers do like pre-repair planning, things of that nature to help them get better and make cars move faster. At that point, you know, lean was the big buzzword in the industry and everybody was like, you got to produce cars faster. And I've learned a lot from a lot of guys out there in the industry that, you know, maybe being fast is not so good. Maybe being accurate is better, right? So, you know, this whole, all the products that came from Collision Edge were developed on the shop floor and they were developed for a very specific solution. And we won't be a me too. I'll never have a product that says, oh yeah, I got one of those too. Everything we've done is super unique. And honestly, if you buy it from me and you haven't paid for it within a week, send it back and I'll give you your money back because our products pay their own way. Most of our products, the Estimate products, for instance, typically pay for themselves the very first time you use them.
So dive into the Estimating product. What's the Estimating product?
So we've got a couple different Estimating products that are designed to help you take better photos. And that means that you can get more hours for your repair. So we have a product called the Dent Viewer that basically uses a conspicuity film. That was a long, hard story I won't even get into on how we developed that. But basically, it uses a combination of your flash and the camera with no batteries, no nothing, to give you this like ridiculous image of the dent. We're just trying to figure out how to help customers, you know, make sure they maximize their profits. And again, as a distributor rep, if I can't help you maximize your profits, you can't pay me. And if I can't help you maximize your profits, then you might as well be buying from Amazon because I serve no purpose inside your building. So we have a couple of things like that. The Dent Viewer, the Blend Stick, the Estimating Sticks, those were designed to really just help you get better photos and give scale to damage so that it was easy to have a conversation with somebody 10 states away that said, hey, this dent, I need 5 hours to repair this and here's why. So the Estimating Sticks are there in the Blend Stick. The Blend Stick is there because as a job rep, every Friday I would get called to go to a shop and go, hey, can you match this color for me? I'm like, well, why am I matching the color? And well, we didn't get paid to blend. Why didn't you get paid to blend? Well, because we didn't write it. Well, why didn't you write it? Well, because the estimator didn't think it was that serious. I said, well, let's talk to your estimator. So I'm the guy that I'll fix the color problem. I got really good at matching colors, but I'll fix the color problem. But I went to the estimator and I went, dude, why didn't you write to blend this? He goes, well, look, I mean, it was the dent was just this big when we wrote it and it ended up being this big. I'm like, well, you do realize that the dent is this big, but then you have to do filler and then primer and sanding and feather edge and all that stuff. The dent is that big and I need this much room for my paint to blend out. So the Blend Stick was designed to just basically show that need. And it's a one-click photo that gets you paid every time. It's literally every time you take a picture with it, you pay for it again.
Hey guys, Adam from the podcast. I hope you are enjoying today's episode. Just wanted to ask you a quick favor. If the show has brought you value in some way, would you mind giving us a review and sharing the show? It really helps the show get out there. Also, if you are looking to expand the services that your shop offers and you want to do more than collision work, you should really check out our company, Clarity Coat. Clarity Coat is a peelable paint that allows body shops to offer color changes cheaper than a repaint while still looking like real paint. You can also offer clear protection that has no edges and is sprayed instead of laid. Unlike vinyl and PPF, Clarity Coat can be sanded and polished, so you can give your customer the exact look that they are wanting. If you are looking to expand your shop services, go to claritycoat.com and fill out our Become an Installer form. All right, let's get back to the show.
I love this viewpoint of, I see a problem and here I'm going to create a solution to fix it, because you might be able to blend really well, right? Like you yourself might be able to walk into a shop and say, oh, the dent's only this big, but the actual repair area is like this big. You can triple the size of your dent and that's your repair area, right? But that's just you. You're a singular person. You can't do that for every single shop out there. So you develop a solution to something that many, many, many shops can replicate and use over and over again. I absolutely love that whole philosophy and idea.
We just wanted to create a standard for the industry. And interestingly enough, within about 6 months or a year of us putting these products out on the market, I found out that so in Canada, the ICBC, that's their government insurance, actually put a letter out that says, you need these tools in your shop to take photos for our estimates. And I went, wow. Right. I mean,
that's a win.
We had no thought that it would ever go that far, but we got like national organizations recommending our products now. And it's really because it's just simple and it works and it gives a standard to the industry. And, you know, the industry now can all communicate. And instead of arguing, instead of this fighting, it's more of a conversation that goes, hey, listen, this is why. And you can see here in the dent that there's a really tight, you know, tight dent here that's going to be hard to get out. I'm going to have extra time for that. We would never, ever, ever, ever say that our product will estimate the time, the repair time, because that's totally about the OEM, the specifications and all that stuff. All we do is we just present the facts. And you couple those facts and those images with what the OEMs say is the recommended standard, and that's where you could get your time. The estimating tools are kind of cool. We got a couple of other little things. The mark safe arrows we came up with because we got tired of seeing guys having to write on cars with a water marker, and they would write on a scratch, and the scratch turned into a tattoo, and then they repainted the quarter panel because they didn't realize there was a scratch in the quarter when they wrote over it and marking the cars and the codes and all that stuff. So the mark safe arrows, we got those as well. I'll send you a picture of those. And there's a couple of other little things, but really that's the main thing is our dent viewer and our estimating kit and the blend stick. We have sold a lot of those and we've helped a lot of people with them. And it gives me great pleasure to know that we've been able to play a small part in those guys, you know, shops, improving them all over the world.
Moving forward with some of the other products that you have now, like, so do you want to talk about the new one that you just came out with?
Yeah, we can. Absolutely. Are you familiar with the tape thing?
Why don't you go ahead and grab a tape thing, show it on the screen and just kind of demonstrate how everything works.
We have this product that we invented called the tape thing, which is pretty simple. It's a little magnetic device, tape core device that snaps inside your tape core that basically makes your tape super easy to pull. When you snap it on there, you'll see, and there's a little ledge that you'll see here that is part of our patent, which we got three patents on this now, but this little ledge actually stops the tape edge from touching anything. This new product is really an extension of the old product. The tape thing is a very similar tool than you've seen in the past, the skid pads on the back, and you can stick it to the car while you're working or whatever. Well, the first guys, when I first launched the tape thing, and this was about the same time the F-150 came out, it was all aluminum. These guys said, well, that'll work great except for it won't stick on the F-150. And I'm like, well, yeah, because it's magnetic and it's aluminum. So, but your booth wall and your toolbox and your prep cart, those are always going to be metal. I mean, I'm thinking pretty much, or plastic, but your tape thing will stick right to that, no issue. So anyway, we kept going and kept going. And I said, you know what? I've got to build a solution that gives the painter everything they need right on their side. And so I started thinking about, because I used to paint, I used to prep, I used to think about the things that I needed to have in my pocket. And I can't tell you the number of razor blades that I see behind a guy's ear, in his mouth, or in his pocket. He runs his hand down in his pocket, cuts his finger, and people are crazy, but it happens. Same thing with a pen blower. And basically, I saw every painter when he was getting ready to work, he had to shove his hands deep down in his pocket to grab something to do his job with, a pocket knife, whatever it was. He had to figure this out. So we built the tape caddy originally, and it was ugly. We sold a bunch of them. I think we sold, I don't know, 5 or 10,000 of them. I always knew that I wanted to do it different. I wanted to do it a little better, a little easier to make, a little everything about it I wanted to make better. And all those, the comments from the people, the haters are the guys that I love. Because if you're a hater and you tell me you hate my product, that I'm going to listen to you before I listen to a guy that, you know, goes, oh, it's the greatest thing ever. Because, you know, I think you can always improve something. So the haters told me it was too big, too bulky, too busy, you know, didn't do the right thing. So I said, okay, cool. So we spent the last 4 years developing this new caddy. And it's pretty cool. It holds a lot of the things that you commonly use. You'll see, so the Sharpie is there. It'll hold a Sharpie and a pencil. The razor blade piece is handled because, you know, these guys, like I say, they use a razor blade in their mouth or behind their ear. There's a slot there that says, I don't know if it's reversed or not, that says razor blade. Mm. It goes in there and it's not going to fall out.
Nice.
It's just there, right? So it holds your razor blade. And then we have these other two little magnets here for some other things. Like, we're trying to break over into the home business, but this will actually hold a anything metal. It'll hold a paintbrush. So if you're trimming out if you're painting a house, it'll actually hold a paintbrush. So anyway, that's the caddy. We have the little hooks here. I wish I had one. You could snap a rag in it that will hold the rag on your side. So you always got a rag there. And basically, obviously, the tape is always on your side. And you can pull from your side. Maybe we'll show some pictures of that. But you can pull right from your side as well. Now, so we had to redo the molds for the tape thing and the caddy because we had a big order that was getting ready to go out, and we figured out that our manufacturer had vaporized on us. So we're out of luck. So again, we spent the last 4 years rebuilding this whole thing, doing brand new molds, doing brand new everything. And while we were there, I told my wife, I said, you know, tell me a tape dispenser that doesn't have a cutter on it. Name one tape dispenser you've ever seen that doesn't have a way to cut the tape. Because right now, when you pull tape, what you're getting is pull the tape, and you rip it, and you end up with this gnarly, nasty edge that is never square, and you're having to use a razor blade to trim and whatever. So we came up with, actually, while we were doing the molds, I knocked this out. This is the cutter. So the cutter slides in the top, just press fits in, super simple. Mm. And what it does, I just loaded it backwards. So the tape's loaded backwards. The tape thing is right and left-handed. So depending on which way you turn the tape on the roll is typically how you use it. So righties want to do it this way. So that is the cutter combo. And so when you're cutting, basically you've never been able to cut tape edge square ever before, and nobody ever has. So that's what we're doing when we're grabbing it. There's a little part of the design here is able to lift it up off. It doesn't touch anywhere and it cuts.
Nice.
So that was piece one. Now you can always get a square tape edge. You've got tape that's clean and it's handy. It's on the caddy, so you can do this from your side as well.
So you said you're trying to break into the home, like, DIY type market. Is there any manufacturers or companies or anything like that you talk to? I realize you probably can't say much, but I'm just asking if, like...
Yeah, we have talked to a pile of them, and I hope we're going to, you know, figure out how to make this work. I don't know. We will see, but... We definitely had a ton of interest. I've been getting calls from distributors all over the world that says, hey, you know, how can I get a hold of this? And we're a little overwhelmed right now, but it's fun.
Is there any other products or anything else like that you wanted to talk about, or really anything else that you wanted to talk about?
No, I mean, I just want to thank you for having me on here, and I want to thank the industry for, you know, supporting us and loving us. We have guys like literally all over the place that are sharing our products, and it's a great testament to us when we have a customer that'll go online and somebody makes a comment and they go, listen, if you don't like it, send it to me and I'll buy it from you. I mean, it brings a tear to my eye, right? To be able to do that. So it's really cool. And we appreciate you. We love the industry and we'll continue to help. And we're not done. I can promise you we're not done. I've got a list of, there's a little box over here called My Crazy Ideas, that stays full. And, you know, if we did everything that we wanted to do, we'd be broke. Yeah. So we had to be careful because we're all self-funded and we're not, you know, we literally, this is our house and, you know, we don't have corporate money behind us. So we just do it as we can do it and we pay cash for everything. So,
all right, that does it for today's Quick Clips. If this episode has brought you value, would you mind giving us a review? Also, if you would like to learn more about ClarityCoat and what it can do for your business, please visit us at ClarityCoat.com. See you on the next one.